This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Saw someone out of gas the other day on the side of the road and it reminded me of you.
Yeah.
Saw a guy running behind a bicycle the other day. I said, oh, there's show.
I can't ride a bike.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, hard as hell to say, easy to dial, 281-222-2222. If you or any family member, any loved one, anybody that you know is injured in a car accident or any kind of accident, not just car accident, any kind of accident, Mokarum Injury Lawyers is the way to go, y'all. All right.
Come on, get to it.
I had a rough morning, Ron. I had a rough morning. Be honest with you, boys, it started with a late night. All right. I was up late last night. One of these flip houses, one of these little properties, working on it, getting some touch-up work. Hanging some cabinet pulls on the doors. You know, that's pretty tedious work, you know. I hung from putting the mount on the wall to hanging the TV. I hung a 75-inch TV from the floor up by myself last night.
Good for you.
Picked it up, somehow caught it on the deal. I hope it's still hanging when I get home tonight. I tried to hang two mirrors in a bathroom, Ron, and when I looked up, the mirrors were crooked as hell after I'd been working on it for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, to have somebody else looking at it, though.
Well, I went to bed about 1 a.m. Knowing I had to get up 6:30-ish, because I had to be out the door. I had to be out the door at 8 a.m. I had a 90-plus minute drive to visit a client. Our Vision Homes, this is brought to you, this Dirty's Daily. This particular episode, this story is brought to you by R Vision Homes, by the way. So, I tell my wife, you see, typically when I'm going to drive like this long distance, I take one of the gas guzzlers just because I know these types of situations could come up, and I know there's gas stations everywhere. My wife says, well, the Escalade's in the shop, so she's got to take the loaner car. She's got to go get the Escalade. She's got to go take the little baby Laney. She's got to take Laney to a doctor's appointment. She's going to be driving. I said, you know what? Take that. I'll make it work over here. I get out the door about 10 minutes late, Ron, and I look down at the battery on the EV on the Tesla, and I realize at that point as soon as I leave the house, I was in a tough spot. A little bit of a pinch. Wasn't worried about it, but a little bit of a pinch there. It was my only option, though, so I had to make it work. I figured I'd be fine as long as I keep an eye on it and I plan, right? I pull up to a beautiful, beautiful custom home, R Vision Homes custom home for this meeting. And I mean, it's beautiful. Ryan, I park the car outside the place up in Plantersville, Texas. Beautiful place, beautiful custom home. 21 miles left on the charge. All right? 21 miles left on the charge.
21 miles, Tyler.
And Ron, this is where I shouldn't say that, because I go in and I have a tremendous meeting with Gretchen Rogers and my man Jimmy that's running the place in there. Gretchen owns it. Great meeting with him. And I turn to leave. Ron, they give me this bottle of tequila right here. I mean, I'm in hog heaven.
I hadn't seen this, but
when it comes packaged like this, you know, that's some good stuff, right? I'm going to tell you. So at this point, I'm in hog heaven. I'm thinking, hey, this is a good morning, y'all. Got me a little client meeting. Got me a little tequila out of the deal.
21 miles.
I go to walk out the door, and I pull my phone out of my pocket. Guess what, Ron?
Dead as a doornail.
Phone's dead as a doornail. Don't know how that happened, because I had it on the charger last night. It must not have charged. I just didn't. Dead on the doornail. So I turned around. I said, Gretchen. She said, yeah. I said, I got a slight problem. I said, my phone's dead. She looks at me kind of dazed, like, what's that, man? I said, well, it's the key to my car. She said, oh, I didn't know that. She's obviously not an electric vehicle gal. So I charged my phone up. And that buys me time, Ron, to get this, to tell the whole story of my Bucky's Tesla.
All right.
Okay, so I tell that story. So I see my phone behind her kind of light. I'm like, all right, let me get that phone. I'll get out of here, get out of y'all's way.
What did you get it charged to?
Probably 9 or 10, maybe.
Just to get it started.
Well, just enough to get to the car, because once you get to the car, I can plug it in and we're good. So I get to the car. Boom. I pop that thing in there, and it says 21 miles. I am 19.7 or something like that away from a supercharger, which, again, would be okay. Yeah, it's not a big deal. I don't need a supercharger. I could make it. I could risk it. I have to go 65 to get there. But I'm good. At this point, I'm good on time. I'm like, I'm good. I'm fine. My wife sends me because she gets notifications that the battery's low. So she's aware that my battery's low. So she said, while I'm in this meeting, she had sent me a link, Ron, and it says there's a Blink charger, which is kind of similar to what I charge on the deal out here. It's, in fact, the same thing that I charge out here on the parking deck. There's a Blink charger 5 miles. So I'm like, oh, easy. I need to get my notes from my meeting out of my head and onto my phone. I need to do a little show prep, do a little digging, make sure I didn't miss any breaking news. So it's okay if the charger's going to take a little bit longer to give me my 5 or 10 miles to get me my supercharger. No big deal. I'm in Plantersville, Ron. You ever been up there?
No. Certain I have.
Pretty rural. It's pretty rural. And you get outside of one of them custom home neighborhoods or one of the bigger cities, you out there now. So, but I got my Blink charger on my map. I even double check it on my phone. Make sure that's right. Plug the deal in, plug the address in. I'm like, okay, I'm good. So now I go back to looking at the map on the car. And I kick back, listen to a little music, driving, take a left, road gets a little more narrow. I'm going away from civilization. I'm thinking, electric car charger out here, this can't be right. But it's bigger than you could imagine on this screen. Blink charger, not just a charger, Blink charger, man. This is where it's at right here. I pull up on this thing, Ron, and it is, no joke, a residential address. It's a trailer park. It's a trailer, not a trailer park, just a trailer out in the middle of nowhere on a big plot of land. And I'm thinking,
this can't be it.
This can't be it. I'm at 14 at this point. So I back this thing up. I go back out to the main drag. Well, I kick off the Tesla TV, the Tesla map, and I pull my phone out. And I'm like, well, it's giving me a different direction to a similar lot, to a similar spot. So I go up to the main drag. I'm watching my phone now. I hang a hard left. And Ron, I get about a mile back in these streets. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. The street narrowed down, and all of a sudden, the pavement ends, and it turns to dirt road. If I'm lying, I'm dying. There's 5 stray dogs staring at me. Tyler, you'd have been in hog heaven. There are 5 straight.
Up on a dirt road.
They're staring at me, and I'm thinking,
I don't know if he'd have been in hog heaven in that situation with the 5 stray dogs.
There's no way. There's not a charger down here. So I immediately turn around.
Calling them hogs?
I wish I could. At this point, I'm scared. I'm like, I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I'm not even gonna be able to get help. The only car that I'd seen in a good bit was one that was back into a driveway with a hood up, and so I'm thinking, I'm in a bad spot. So I turn around, I go back to the main drag, hang a left, I go about half a mile, boom, there's an Exxon station, old Exxon station. I pull in there. This is where it gets really good. I pull in there, Ron. Sweet little lady, probably about 50 years old, working behind a deal. I said, hey, ma'am. I said, and I know I am not an electric vehicle. I'm not in EV country.
No, I don't think you are.
I'm not. I said, ma'am, where is the nearest, you know, EV charger? She said, what's the EV? I said, electric vehicle. Charge your vehicle. I got a Tesla.
You're in bad shape soon as she said. What?
No question. Hey, Ron, she gave me this. She said, ooh, baby.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not real sure. I think Ryan may be able to help you. And this large, younger, well-built but big dude comes out of the bathroom. And I'm thinking, young? This guy's, yeah, I'd seen him at the car. He wasn't electric. He's like, man, I'm pulling up on my phone. Got about 15 miles. I said, boss, I ain't got 15 miles.
He said, that's what you had? Yeah.
Now this guy would have asked about the electric vehicle. The next guy that walks in the door that she enters into the conversation, I didn't.
She's moved to three people.
Everybody walks in the door, she's asking. This fella here was definitely driving a pickup truck, an extended cab pickup truck on big wheels that was a 4x4 with mud all over the side of it. No question about it, which I confirmed when I walked out the door. He laughed at me. He was like, yeah, okay.
Okay, we got you.
So I go back out, right? And I pull my mat back up. I'm like, my only option is this charger that I can't find two different times now. So I zoom in on the map on my phone, and it's some kind of, is it Arboretum? It's something, a name, and it's an Arboretum, which I'm,
yeah,
not
even, you got it.
I'm not even real sure what that is.
It's like a nature preserve.
Okay, there you go. So I go back in. I said, ma'am, are you familiar with this Arboretum? She says, oh, that's the land that the guy that owns the Renaissance Festival owns. She says, but it's private property, and I wouldn't go back there if I was you.
Talk about some stories.
Is this your only option, though,
This is my only option. It's the only. At this point, I'm at 10 miles. So I don't have any other. I can't even try to reach anywhere else. So I said, well, I mean, you think there's a charger back there? She said, I don't know. All I can do is tell you I wouldn't go back there, and he committed suicide last week. This is where I went from mad to
laughing. He committed suicide last week.
This is where I
could have led with that, ma'am.
Sounds like the opening of an A24 horror flick I watched last night.
But again, I hate to be insensitive, but still, does he have a charger,
It is saying he's got a charger behind this tin fence that he's got.
Is there somebody else there?
Yeah. I mean, so he ain't using it no more.
So I said, all right, ma'am, thanks. She goes, hey, baby, here's what I would do if I were you. I'd go right up his street about a mile. She said the city hall, town hall is right there. There should be a cop car in there. She said, stop in there and ask them. They may be able to help you, give you a ride somewhere, whatever it is you need. I said, okay.
Give you a ride.
So I start easing down there. Tyler, have you ever heard about this Renaissance Festival stuff?
Oh, yeah. I've been.
Have you really? There is on both sides of this highway that I'm on, Ron.
And there are stories, my friend.
You know what a Renaissance Festival is?
Yes.
On both sides of the street, there are huge entrances like they tried to build this Renaissance world, which I guess they had at one point. The guys committed suicide. I guess they don't
It's a seasonal thing, so they build it up real huge out on that land, and they stay there for the Renaissance Festival for like a month and a half or something.
On both sides of the street, there's big entrance. So I pull up to
that season's over.
I pull up to the front office of the Renaissance Festival, and I sit at the front gate. I'm down to about 8 miles.
Where is the police station?
I hadn't got there yet.
Apollo has lifted his skirt.
I'm about 8 miles to empty. And I sit at this gate, and it's open, and there's people there. And I have no idea what the Renaissance Festival is. I just heard the guy committed suicide. I wouldn't go on his land.
Someone texted and said, I believe he committed suicide last month.
Maybe it was a month ago, not a week ago. Maybe I missed that part.
For any listeners that maybe don't have context to this Renaissance thing, just think Game of Thrones, like a Game of Thrones world.
Yeah, well, just look it up. Renaissance Festival. They're all in costume and stuff. But I sit there at this gate, and I go, all right, his other property had a charger on it, obviously. Should I go in here and ask these people if there's a charger? And I'm thinking, I said, you know what? No, because it's behind big gates. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it.
We got to be at 9 now. Go ahead.
It's ticking down there. So I look down, and I'm like, I pull up next to a tire shop, and I'm like, no, that ain't it. I pass a generator wholesaler. right? And I'm thinking they've got to be able to charge this thing. Like, I would think a generator place would be have all the different plugs and everything.
Especially when you're down to seven.
No, at this point, I'm sub five because I'm 3.5. I'm 3.5 miles from, is it Montgomery or is it Magnolia?
Magnolia?
Yeah, Magnolia. I'm 3.5 miles from Magnolia, and it's telling me that, that it's a big light there, like the intersection. I'm thinking if I can just, now I forget about charging the car. At this point, I'm just trying to get to people and civilization and businesses.
And help.
And help, like where I can park the car and be able to tell somebody, hey, man, I'm at the Exxon station on the corner of this, this, and that. Like, I couldn't. So I pull up in there, Ron, and I park, and I go inside again. I said, hey, man, is there any chance? It's pretty busy. I said, is there any chance anybody around here, does anybody around here have a car charge?
What time is it by chance?
Well, at this point, it's 12,
okay.
12:15, maybe.
Oh, and the loop
confessions. By the way, I'm talking to my cousin. I'm talking to my wife, and she is full panic mode.
Oh, I know she is.
When I hang the phone up, I'm getting four texts immediately. I said, hey, will you relax for a minute, please? You're making me anxious here. So I go in and ask the guy at the Exxon station / Burger King, hey, man, is there happen to be a charger anywhere around here?
Might as well grab a Whopper while you're sitting.
He says no. So I call the wife and said, hey, you got to call me. Because my Uber account on my phone is screwed up. I can't. I can't do it. So she orders my Uber. By the way, the Exxon station Burger King on 1488 in Magnolia, right there at that intersection, FM 1488, whatever the other number is. And she says, all right, the Uber's going to be there. Leave the card, the key, which is the key, somewhere outside the car, underneath the car or something, so the tow truck driver can get to it. I said, okay. I put it under the dang windshield wiper. I just stuck it on the windshield. I said, hell with it. Ron, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I step outside because I sat in the car, and if you sit in it, the AC comes on and the radio comes on and everything, and it chewed up a mile of my battery.
Yeah.
I get down to 1 mile, and I'm like, I got to get out now just because it's going to chew the battery up, and they're not going to be able to load it on the truck, right? So I get out of the car, and if I'm lying, I'm dying. I close the door. I put the key on there. I lock it. I slide the key on the windshield wiper, and the bottom falls out.
The bottom of the what?
Rain. It starts raining. It starts pouring down.
Dude,
rain.
I drove through some crap today.
I'm like, you have got, it cannot get any,
when you toss the club.
It cannot get, I One told my wife.
Weather suits my club.
Yes, I would have tossed the club several times. I told my wife, I'm done with it. I don't care what it costs. I'm out of it. I'm done. It was the damnedest thing. I'm like, this takes the cake of what all can happen. I've heard of committing suicide stories. I've tried. Plantersville, there is not an electric EV charging station within 19 miles. So if you go out there.
Did the homes have electricity?
You know, I didn't even think about that.
If the homes had electricity, the Exxon did.
She didn't have. I'm talking about a plug-in. I did see a couple of Tesla owners and think about asking if I could use their home charger.
I would have done that.
I couldn't get to it. I got a shout out my wife. So my wife ended up. She was with a coworker, Jason Heller. Jason Heller, greatly appreciate you, bro. My wife says, "Don't worry about it. Go to work to handle your business. I'll get this taken care of."
He thinks we're done.
She takes Jason Heller, her coworker, rides with her to get the car, to meet the tow truck driver. They tow the car to a supercharger. It's sitting downstairs right now waiting on me, charged up after work.
Oh, it's here?
Robert the Uber driver. Appreciate you, bro.
I'm about to say, you think you're done with this. We have questions. 713-572-416, YouTube and Twitch. I know you. I have questions. What are your questions? You're hearing this because there are multiple questions. He didn't answer one there at the end. I was going to say, where is the car? I have multiple questions. We are not done with this. As Clint was a part of brought up old news with the suicide, Renaissance festivals. He should have grabbed a Whopper. There should have been a lot of things done there. Wow. What a damn story. We'll continue coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
That was worse than I thought.
That's a hell of a way to get your Wednesday started.
That was worse than I thought. With your car adventures, wild choice to get a Tesla, absolutely insane coming from the text line. Clint, where have you been? Wow. We heard about that guy committed suicide. It was all over the news about a week. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know. I hadn't heard of that. When you told me about the suicide, that was first I'd heard of it. I didn't know that was...
I had no idea, but I'll be honest with you, I had no idea that the Renaissance Festival was a thing. I knew that was a thing in our world. I knew people did that elsewhere. I did not know that was a thing up in Plantersville, Texas. I had no idea. It's cool, whatever. And on the Tesla front, I don't think it's a wild idea to drive an electric vehicle. I think a lot of people do it nowadays. But I'll be honest, I would.
It's just
not
for you.
I would never have done it, but my wife wanted it, and I like to give my wife whatever the hell she wants, and now I've ended up driving it. So once again, I gave her what she wanted in an Escalade, and now here, not that I gave it to her. Look, my wife makes plenty of money; she makes her own damn decision. She's a big girl, but I don't like my decision to do it to drive it either, and I'm done. Within a week, maybe 2 weeks, I'll. Because I got to leave town, within 2 weeks I'll have a new vehicle. Any dealerships out there that really want to capitalize on this thing, I am a free agent.
Let's turn it right here.
I'm a dealership free agent, by the way. I'm a car dealer free agent.
As a side note, I am as well. I do want to get back to that real quick. Isak Paredes has been added to the All-Star team. So
has he?
Yeah, he is.
I'll be damned. Come on.
So Isak Paredes gets to get booed.
They must have heard my stock.
They heard you. He gets to get booed at the All-Star game coming up in Atlanta. So Isak Paredes is there. He is at it as it is well deserved. One of the best third base seasons to start the year. So he is an All-Star. The lineup out today, as Tyler said earlier, Jake Myers is back. He's in the two-hole behind the recently named All-Star Esau Paredes. Altuve's back at second base tonight. Cam Smith is in right field. Victor Caratini is at first base, as Christian Walker is still on paternity leave. Yiner Diaz is catching tonight. Behind him, the DH is Cooper Hummel and Taylor Trammell. He is still in that puppy in left field now that Jake is in center tonight. And then Mauricio Dubon's at shortstop. And, of course, Brandon Walter is pitching tonight. So that is the lineup as the Astros are looking to avoid the sweep from the Cleveland Guardians. So, listen, I really think this is a you're just not an electric vehicle person. The planning of the situation, people have said this a lot, you just didn't plan it out well. You need to have the ability to let me shoot to the gas station. And I think that's probably why. Because I do think you probably have reaped the benefits of having an electric vehicle with all the driving that you do and no oil changes and the gas, the money you've probably saved on what it would be like if you were driving a car that took gas. But you are a chance taker, and you are risky, and I think you were for certain. Oddly enough, in this area, you were going to an area you didn't know real well.
Yes.
And you were for certain you will be able to just figure, you'll find something that will charge this puppy up.
I was, at that point, I was for certain I could survive. Maybe not thrive, but I could survive.
Do you have a charger at the house?
Yes, but it's not it was plugged up. It was plugged up. I don't have the supercharger. I don't have the one that charges it up immediately. It's kind of like the one out here where you got to, I charge up out here. I charge up at home. I just got to keep it plugged up, and that's typically enough. Here's the deal. Look, I'm not a committed electric vehicle person. You are 100% right. Nor am I very organized. I don't plan my trips. Period. I get in the car and go.
Let's go.
And I make
and
it.
You know how many
I
gas stations
work.
you had the chance to run into?
Well, yeah. No. I left it at one. I literally left it at one.
He ran into full gas station.
No, look, I'm just not committed enough to where and I'm not trying to be this, I do so many things. I was busy as hell last night till 1 o'clock. I got up this morning. I knew I was up against it time-wise. I had to unload tile for one of the houses that we got rolling on, that one of the properties that we got rolling. I had to hurry up and get dressed and I thought I was going to take the gas vehicle. I didn't because my baby had an appointment. So I make it work. And it didn't work.
No, it didn't. So you're really done.
I'm done.
This is the last time, maybe not the last time you've driven this car, but you are 100% sure this isn't just you're angry right now because the rain and everything hit you. That rain, that would have done me in. That would have pissed me smooth off. There would have been a dent in that Tesla.
Yeah, no.
And the life is good. You're done. We're out of the electric car.
I'm done. I'm over it. I'm just going to eat whatever. I'm upside down. For everybody listening, like, I'm in an electric vehicle, one, because it's what my wife wanted a long time ago, and number two, when it came time for us to trade it in or get out of it, they had dropped the prices so significantly to allow more people to afford them, which happened like 4 months after we bought it, so the bottom fell. That's how we got upside down. And it was because the value of the car just, and this was 2 years ago. The value, or a year and a half ago, the value of the car plummeted, and so we were upside down on it. So that's the reason that the car exists anyway. So that's why I'm not very committed to it. So yeah, but Ron, I'm at a point where I'm just gonna go ahead and eat whatever it is. Now I got to decide what I'm gonna get. I got to decide what I want, what I need.
And he's a free agent. So am I. By the way,
I am. I am a free agent. I am absolutely a free agent. That G-Wagon across the street right here at the Mercedes dealership that's lifting kind of on all-terrain wheels, that would be really nice.
Judy, I'm a free agent too. There's a BMW that I that I see over there. Cadillac as well. Any of them.
I do already drive an Escalade, so that would be.
That would be. Wow. That was. Tyler, the 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, many have waited and listened to this. What was the best part of the story?
I just can't stop imagining Clint Sterner like
head to the sky roaming around the lands of a Renaissance festival. I love that.
Well, I never got there. I know, but
like the Renaissance aspect, aspect was the greatest.
It was the three individuals that he got locked into on the, hey, you know where I can find an EV station? The three individuals. Way you described them.
The young fella even tried to come back out there and help me when he was leaving the store as I'm sitting in the car. He said, hey man, look right. He's looking at his phone. Hey, man, there's one right up here at least at 18. I said, bro, I ain't got 18. I ain't got it. I appreciate the help, though.
Yeah, man. Here, you want to? I'm surprised nobody didn't say, you want to store look for you. Look gas in there just right
there. Is there a tank in there you can just drive?
Maybe you can do that.
Maybe slip
in one of them hybrids. That's what you need.
Well, it's just a scary.
Slip in one of them hybrids.
The way I live, man, I just don't. Obviously, hell, like, gas don't even work half the time for me. I run out of gas. But, like, I don't plan. I look down and I need battery.
Yeah, you're too much of a chance taker.
Yeah.
Because see, the gas, they're more than likely, that's the part that is really tough about you run out of gas is it's hard not to run into a gas station within 10 miles of something.
Oh, the running out of gas thing is just not paying attention to what the hell's going on. Yeah. I'm worried about what's on the other end of that road.
I would imagine the amount of times you've gotten down and pushed that gas tank real low and been able to find a gas station, you would have been SOL many more times in an electric vehicle if you pushed it to that level.
Good gosh. Yeah, could you imagine as distracted and preoccupied as I am? Oh.
All right, somebody who has a vehicle or vehicles that use gas, Brandon Scott, I know he uses gas.
Yes. No Lincoln.
Shout out to Lincoln and Toyota with him. We'll do a little Texans Rockets report. We'll hear from him coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Ain't nobody in here acting like no bitch.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
We ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. B. Scott is in the building. It's 4:40. Brandon Scott saying that it's exactly what his story would be if he had an electric vehicle.
A cautionary tale, baby. I'm glad that I get to learn, and I hate that this happened to you, Clint, but I am glad that I get to learn vicariously through your mistake here.
I'm telling you, I have thought about getting one, and every time I hear from him, he is the reason why I go the other way.
Yeah.
I've heard glowing reports from so many other people.
If you stay the same routine for the most part on a daily basis, you'll be fine. My problem is...
You got to plan them trips.
It's something different every day. And now with kids and a wife involved, if my wife has to go to work or has to take the kids somewhere where it's inconvenient for her to stop and charge for 20 or 30 minutes, then I'm like, well, I'll just do it. So now it's just too many. It's just too if I have any client meeting here with the radio station before the show starts, I mean, it's usually up on the north side, which is another hour out of the way. I mean, I've got to set aside 20 to 30 minutes to charge the car at some point, whether it's before or after the meeting, before I get here.
But see, I think my personal experience, too, is that I've been there where it's been hard enough to find a gas station. And you didn't run into that. You had gas stations. But I've been out in the sticks and places or just gone through a stretch there. You know, I used to live in Huntsville. Yeah. I've gone through stretches where it's okay. There's not a gas station for another 5 to 10 miles to the next spot. So if I've lived that life, I can only imagine trying to find, you know, something for an EV, electricity. Like that would be
where people laugh at you and go, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man.
Scott, think about how many times, Tyler, you're like this one. I used to, when I first got to Arkansas, I would drive up that East Texas line and get into Arkansas and drive up the West Arkansas-Oklahoma state line. How many times you think I choked that damn engine down to next to nothing before I found a gas station?
Well, I bet at least half a dozen.
I know. Tyler, typically, if he's disgusted with me, I'm like, you know what, F you. But this time, Tyler is disgusted with me. I got to eat it. I got to take it.
My man Clint, when that battery hit the 10, he's like, I got a little time. That gas tank gets 10. That gas light comes on.
But there is a difference, right? Like with the gas, it does feel like you can eyeball it and feel it a little bit better. Like you know your car. Oh, yeah. I know it ain't gonna quit on me yet. But with that EV, it's like an exact science. When they say you got 8 miles, you got 8 miles, not 8.2.
That's it.
Not what your vibe feels like.
Not the turn.
Nah, you got 8 miles.
And it's hard to get. It's even out there. It's hard to get 10 miles away from a gas station. Any gas station. It's hard to get 10 miles away from a gas station. Hell, I learned real quick. It ain't hard to get 10 plus miles away from that EV charger.
Yeah. They're 14. That was going down quick. All right, B. Scott, I do want to touch a little bit of Texans and Rockets because we're in that period where you could go either way.
Yeah.
I do want to start with the Texans, though. We had a conversation earlier about Will Anderson and him being in the top 10 now. The ESPN did their... They do their top 10 position, and they had him as a top 10 edge rusher along with Daniil Hunter, but had him 8th on the list. And I posed the question to the people and Clint and Tyler of, has Will Anderson exceeded your expectations in year 2? Understanding where he's drafted, like, listen, yes, you can put some sort of expectation on people where they're drafted because he was drafted, what, 3 or 4? But, you know, Reed Shepard's drafted 3. We're not putting, you shouldn't, to me, have the same expectations from Reed Shepard that's drafted 3rd that you had in maybe other drafts. But has he hit the expectations or has he surpassed the expectations you had for him in 2 years?
It's hard to say he surpassed them because they were so high based on the stakes, right? Based on the conditions under which he came, right? Like the whole... Everything around it, not just being picked number 3 overall. It's almost like he was picked twice because they traded up to get him, right? So it's almost like he's a double first round pick. So it's hard to say, absent of winning defensive player of the year, let's say, or them going to a Super Bowl and winning it, something like that, to say he's exceeded expectation. Look, he's a Pro Bowler. He was the defensive rookie of the year. And that's about what you would expect, I think.
But what were your expectations? What were yours coming in? Is that what it was?
To be a double digit sack guy, certainly by your second season. This is about what I expected from Will Anderson. Now, it's not to say, like, that's not a knock to say, hey, because all you've done is meet the expectation, that's some kind of disappointment, because the expectations were that high. They traded a first round pick and then used a first round pick to go get him. So, like, the expectations are sky high. I think that he's met those expectations. The thing that I think is interesting about year 3 is that this is the year where you take that next step, where for me, it's time for him to exceed that expectation. Or for me, I guess, exist in this different pantheon of edge rusher, right? He's at the back end of this top 10 list that you're talking about, right? He's at 8. You got Daniil Hunter at 9. I'm looking at Aiden Hutchinson as somebody that's above him on this list, even as somebody that was out of sight, out of mind for the better part of last year. But for what he had started and the way year three was looking for him at that time, it looked like he was a defensive player of the year candidate before he got hurt. That's the type of, I think, expectation that you're putting on Will Anderson based off of what he's done these first couple of years, right? So he's met the expectation year two or year one and year two. Year three is the year where you want him to exceed that and to take that next step.
See, Clint, for me, he's exceeded it a bit because I thought the production was potentially going to be a little slower for him and not as clear cut to see, right? I would not have been surprised if it took him maybe 3 years, year three, to get double digit sacks. But all of the other stuff he would have, the leadership, the intangibles, all of that. But he has kind of surprised me a bit, Clint, that his production has come so quickly.
Yeah, you know, to me, it's more about what we watch. Like, I think when you get a draft pick like that, a pick that's picked that high, I mean, more of them are bust than not. Maybe bust is strong. More of them disappoint than not, yeah. Right? So, for me, it's what we've watched. Like, for him to immediately be one of the more violent edge players in the game and play that way literally every snap that he's on the field puts him in a category of three or four people.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying he's a top three or four edge rusher. I'm just saying that he will be eventually. Like, that is just so damn hard to deal with if you're an offensive coach. You can't run at him because he's going to blow up your run scheme. You can't run away from him because he's going to hunt you down. You can't boot around him because he's smart and he's got the athletic ability to redirect and go get your quarterback, most quarterbacks. And he never freaking stops, no matter what happens. That's the part to me. The physicality and the high motor are the two things that have just blown me away. The fact that he's had the ability to do that at this level from jump, that's wild.
But to be fair, when you talk about the expectation, this was the scouting report on Will Anderson. Like, sure. this is exactly the player that he was at Alabama, and all he's done is really translated that to the NFL. Now, I think what's impressive about him is going from year one, pretty much all he's got is a bull rush. He's over-relying on the bull rush.
That's what I mean about
Going into year two, the idea was, hey, he needs to diversify his pass rushing portfolio, if you will. And he did do that a bit. Now it's less about, you know, getting cute or getting more moves and just refining what he's got already. I'll say the part that's actually exceeded my expectation, we might be flipped on this, it is some of the intangible stuff.
Really?
Because, look, I didn't really know Will Anderson. Obviously, I followed his game and followed Alabama, but I didn't really know Will Anderson in the way that obviously we get a chance to know him now. And so if there was anything that has exceeded my expectation, it would be some of the intangible leadership stuff. And I was able to kind of peep that immediately. Like, as soon as he steps on campus, it's like, oh, I get what the whole Will Anderson thing is, the whole intangible thing. But I would say even that has exceeded my expectation. This year, in terms of production and doing it on the field, is the year I want to see him take that next step. You know, get in that top five, sort of in that area of Aiden Hutchinson, the way they talk about Max Crosby and guys like that.
You know, the crazy thing, I like D'Amico Ryans has, I think it is zero, there are zero doubts, zero concerns about Will Anderson in terms of him being the pillar of the defense that they're going to build around for years to come. We talked about the other day about setting the market, and I was like, you know, I don't know if the number, that is a stat-driven position. I don't know if that's going to be the case with Will Anderson. Like, I think Cal and Hannah and I think D'Amico, I think they're going to open that checkbook up for whatever the hell it takes to keep Will Anderson here, and I think it's going to be huge money.
Yeah, but if it's anything shown it's exceeded is, it seems like if he continues to prove the way he does, he will have the stats. And it won't, like, he will have stats that say not only is he a pillar and a guy that we know we could depend on that has all the other stuff, but if he makes improvements, it's also a guy who gets 15 sacks and dominates the run. And I thought that part would come slower.
Yeah, he's got all the redeeming qualities that make you optimistic that production and that progression is going to come, right? Like, it's not like he's just a physical freak who doesn't have the intangible, or the guy that's got the intangible, yeah, but doesn't have the physical side of it, doesn't have the talent. Like, he's got all the right mix of all the right things to where it's like, okay, absent of something, knock on wood, tragic happening, right? Injury or something like that, throwing him off course. it's hard to imagine with his combination of skills and intangibles that those things are not going to happen. And that's why I keep thinking about Aiden Hutchinson, who somebody, you know, 7.5 sacks in five games. It looked like he was on his way to getting at least 15 sacks, probably more than that. And is Will Anderson on that trajectory? Is he on that track going into year three?
I know you wanted to get something off about the KD trade, specifically involving Jalen Green.
Yeah, you know, I was actually thinking about this, and I wanted to say this when we were doing the radiothon last week, and shout out to you and Reggie and all of us for everything that happened last week for the Houston Food Bank. But I thought about this when we were talking about the KD trade and Jalen Green specifically. Like I just kind of want to be on record about this. The Jalen Green experience and the Jalen Green pick at number 2 overall back in 2021, to me, is an overwhelming success. Like
I'd get with that.
Like the only way to look at it to me is that pick was successful, even if it didn't turn out that Jalen Green was the best player on a championship caliber team. Even if it didn't turn out that Jalen Green was your best player for a decade plus, which I think is ideal when you draft a guy number 2 overall, what Jalen Green did do was play just well enough to get paid just enough and play just well enough to be the centerpiece in a Kevin Durant trade. He's the best player that went back to Phoenix in that trade. He's also the highest paid player that went back in that trade. And it could be that the number 2 overall pick doesn't work out at all, and you're just moving on from him and you're starting over.
Yeah.
As opposed to, hey, this guy was just good enough, not good enough to necessarily take me over the top, but just good enough to get me the guy that hopefully can.
And good enough to allow you not to have to give up maybe some of the other.
Exactly.
Because if it wasn't him there, you would have had to give up Jabari Smith or somebody else that you really didn't want to give. I agree with that. You were the 2 seed. He led your team in scoring. I would say that pick was a success.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Be on record with that. I'm on record with you on that. Set it second.
I'm going to let you have it. It's really good. It's really good.
It's a success.
I laid it out.
Tweet it. I'll push
it's
it.
A success. All right.
I laid it out.
By the way, guys, the Tesla is charging right now, so
it's charged downstairs.
There we go. It should be. If you're worried, he should be able to get home.
Married well, boys.
Tonight.
Married well.
Make sure that phone's charged. All right.
Got a hundred on it right now.
There you go. Coming up, 5 o'clock fire as we continue to roll through some good news. Good news from the injury front and other fronts with the Astros. We'll let you know about that, as well as some NFL news, and potentially maybe the road could get easier for the Rockets with another Western Conference power. We'll discuss all that coming up next.